What's up, everybody? It is about a quarter after two right here in the city of Muskegon. It's time for Making Moves Monday with Jen Ross right here on 103.7 The Beat. First, of course, you know, I always recap the weekend. I want to shout out everybody that came out to the Hideout last night for open mic. Shout out to Kaizen Kabir for his hard work and dedication to doing open mic, you know. The poets was in the house, had a lot of newcomers to the mic last night, so it was definitely a good thing. That is every second Sunday of the month is open mic night. Next month is April's National Poetry Month, so show's going to be really good next month, so make sure you put that on your calendar to come on out. We also do open mic on Thursday, every Thursday. That one is hosted by prolific poet, Mr. William Kitchen. So put that on your calendar as well. You know, we got R&B Tuesdays every Tuesday with DJ Young. Just straight R&B. I mean, the vibe is so dope. So a lot of things going on at the Hideout. So y'all make sure y'all follow the Hideout's page, follow my page, so that you can be aware of all the information that we got going on. So want to bring in my guest for today. I have Mr. Rob Mathis joining me today. Hey, Big Rob.
Hey, how's it going, Jen?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Good. So congratulations. I know you and Miss Raina, your wife, lovely wife, launched your business, your nonprofit, a few weeks ago. And so I wanted to have you on, you know, not only to make people aware of, you know, what you're doing, but also to, you know, for you to tell, like, how this came about.
Well, Jen, this came out of a necessity here in Muskegon. Mm-hmm. You know, at the beginning of this pandemic that we had, the schools were shut down.
Yes.
And so it was kids at home, and parents were at work, or they was trying to find out whether or not they would even have a job to go to. Okay, because yes, a lot of businesses was closing up, especially mm-hmm. businesses like dining in businesses, stuff like that. So a lot of businesses were shut down. So me and Randall was sitting around and thinking that let's do something for the kids. Okay, the kids is at home. The parents that are going to work, they're trying to provide for their family. Mm-hmm. And going to school, at least when I was younger and was going to school, we had breakfast and lunch, okay? Mm-hmm. So now the kids at home, the parents aren't budgeting to where they're having to spend money for breakfast and lunch.
Yes.
So we took in some donations, you know, from friends and family and stuff like that. And we made the lunches and stuff up, and we were giving them out at the Mason Hall downtown on Mason. So that started something in me to where it was a drive in me to do more for the community as far mm-hmm. as giving and try to be a hub to where people want to do something in the community but don't actually have a place to go to. So I wanted to create that and be that, you know, hub in the community to as where people can give us food and stuff like that, and we can turn it around and give it out to people that need it.
Those in need.
Yes, those in need.
Yep. Yeah, I remember y'all doing the lunches down at the hall. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I saw it, you know, and I saw you guys were doing it, I'm like, how, you know, of course, how can I help? You know, of course. I've been knowing Raina a long time. A long, long time, and so glad that, you know, we reconnected, you know, when I moved back to Muskegon. So what's the name of your business? Is City Boy?
City Boy Corporation.
City Boy. Yes. And where'd that name come from?
Wow. So when I first came to Muskegon back in 1983, I came from Detroit. So everybody was calling me the City Boy. So it started from there. And it was always in the back of my mind, as far as, you know, if I wanted to start a business, that would be the first business that I would start with that. But I had other names for the business. It was going to be Hands, helping area neighbors discover solutions but I couldn't get that. So at the bottom of my list that I sent to have a name, City Boy was at the bottom of the list, and it wasn't incorporated, so I ended up with that name.
All right. Well, so what kind of items do you guys need out there? So for those that don't know, the office is located at the Four Corners in North Muskegon, right there, like kitty corner from Wesco. And I'll have you give the address and all that too. But what kind of items can people bring to you to donate?
Okay, you can bring in canned goods, dried items like macaroni, spaghetti, and stuff like that. We're also taking some clothing because we turn around and directly give that clothing out to, you may see some panhandlers that's out there, you know, they're struggling trying to, you know, get some money to buy food or whatever. We take donations and give them the donations so that they won't be out there struggling like that, you know, and clothing and toiletries, deodorants and stuff like that, toothpaste so they can try to keep themselves clean while they try to figure out what their next move is in the situation that they're in.
Okay. All right. So again, where are you located?
We are located at 318 Center Street, Suite Number 8.
Okay. Suite Number 8. So yeah, right there at the, business. Yes. right there at the Four Corners. Like I said, kitty corner from Wesco. You can come in on the Ruddiman side. And access their office that way.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Any events or anything? Like, I know you guys, like I said, had the grand opening a couple of weeks ago. I did, you know, was able to stop in and chit chat with you guys for a little while, and that was refreshing. So, but any other events coming up?
Currently we have some donation boxes at some sponsors that we have. We have Shoreline Staffing with Will Roberson. Mm-hmm. We have Fatty Lumpkins, a sandwich shack with Brett Gilbert. Mm-hmm. And we have Attitudes Tattoo.
Oh, okay. Where is that located?
That's located on Harvey Street, right kitty corner from Northway Bowling.
Oh, okay. All right.
The street was right there on the corner.
Yeah, on Evanston. Yeah. Yes. Isn't that Evanston? Yeah, Evanston and Harvey. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so people can take donations there as well, or bring them to your office?
That's correct.
Okay. And so for people that, you know, would like to utilize your resources and you know, come out and get things, do they need to make an appointment, or is there regular business hours?
Our business hours are from 9 to 5. You can call. Our number is 231-375-0067. And you can talk to the secretary and let her know exactly what your needs are. And if we have those items here available, you can directly come down here and pick them up.
All right. And this is for anybody in the Muskegon area.
Yes. Hopefully people who are struggling. You know.
Yes. Yeah, don't take advantage. You know, if you don't need it, if you don't need it, don't go get it. But, you know, for those who are in need, they have, you know, some stuff out there. And even when I was there a few weeks ago, I mean, there, you know, was quite a bit of stuff already there.
Yes, our food pantry is filling up. We have some food, clothing items that we're currently sorting and cleaning up, and getting those baskets ready for people that, you know, come in and request clothing and stuff like that. So
awesome. And again, you know, you said that this, you know, was just something that was put on your heart to do.
Absolutely. You know, the Lord put it on me. It's been in my heart a long time to do, but I just said, you know, I don't have the resources. I don't have the money to do it. But shortly right after Christmas, matter of fact, it was December 22nd is when I started paying for everything that I needed to do the nonprofit.
So, to become a nonprofit.
Yes. So it directly, everything that's here came directly out of me and my wife's savings. without any donations from the community. And once we started, you know, with the website, our website is www.cityboy.org. There's a donation button on there. And if you want to donate, please donate. Your funds will be used wisely to support efforts by my wife and I to give back to the community.
All right. So we got a comment on here. Maricela. Hey, honey. She said, what's your biggest need right now?
Our biggest need is more canned goods and dry goods.
Canned goods and dry goods.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then so again, you said that there are donation boxes located at different places. Where, say those places again.
Shoreline Staffing. Mm-hmm.
Which I work at too, so.
Okay. And then there's Fatty Lumpkin Sandwich Shack. It's at 971 Washington Avenue, Muskegon, Michigan, 49441. And Big Wheezy's Kitchen at 169 Broadway.
Okay.
And then Attitudes Piercing on Evanston and Harvey right there. And we have a donation box in our hallway, the front and back hallways here at 318 Center Street.
All right. All right. Anything else you want to share with the public? I got some clothes I'm going to bring out there too. So
we appreciate everything. You know, we just want to give back to the community. And, you know, Muskegon is a loving and caring town and is very supportive of people. So
yes. We I agree.
Want to do what Muskegon is known for, the love. Okay.
Yes. Yes. I agree with you. It is, you know, like anytime I do something, you know, all I have to do is ask and people show up, like
they do.
Show up in a way that just like warms my heart every time. So, hopefully we can, you know, reach out to people this way, and just, you know, get you guys some donations. I know when I was out there, you were, you know, Raina and I were talking and she was like, he just did it. Like he just sat at the computer and just made it happen. So,
that's what I did. I tell you, man, when it came on my heart to do it, when I pulled my credit cards out and I started doing stuff that when I came upstairs, I had spent $800 in like 15 minutes, you know, back in the day. And I told her, I said, well, I think I'm gonna start a nonprofit when I passed mm-hmm. her in the kitchen. And she said, oh, that'll be nice. And then next thing you know, we was getting stuff sent from
stuff in the mail.
That's the nonprofit I was telling you about. She's like, what?
That's what she told me. I was like, wow. Yeah. That's what's up though.
Yeah. We enjoying, you know, doing stuff for the community, and I have some events that I have planned. I don't want to tip my hat about it yet, but
okay.
Y'all gonna love me for this.
You know? Oh, yay. Well, make sure when you're ready to release that information, you let me know so we can get it out there.
Yes, I will definitely do that.
All right. So again, y'all, if it's on your heart to give to their nonprofit, you know, this is a minority-owned company. His wife is Latina. Of course, we got to support. You know, Black and brown communities, we would have to support. So if it's on your heart, please, please, please reach out to them. Or, you know, stop into one of the donation sites and give canned goods. I'm sure you can even give them a call. If you can't drop it off, I'm sure they'll come get it.
Absolutely.
And like he said, located right at the Four Corners in North Muskegon, kitty corner from Wesco. The office, like I said, is toward the back. You can come in on the Ruderman side and drop off your donations or, you know, like I said, give them a call and they'll pick them up for you. So he said the biggest need right now is canned goods, but they also accept toiletries. Clothing in good condition, not, you know, if you wouldn't wear it, don't give it away. you know, but those things to, you know, help them out and get this nonprofit going for them.
Yes, we greatly appreciate the community support.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much, Rob, for taking the time out today. Shatita Young said, this is awesome. Blessings to y'all. Thanks, Shatita.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. So, again, like I said, if it's on your heart to give, go ahead and reach out. It was on his heart to start a nonprofit. So that's exactly what he did. You know, like I said, when Raina was telling me the story, she was like, he locked himself in that office and all of a sudden stuff was just coming in the mail. And she was like, what is this? And he was like, that's our business. That's for our nonprofit. And she was like, wow, like that was quick. So I'm glad, you know, I love to see this. I'm glad things materialized for you so fast.
Yes, I'm just waiting on my 501c3. I have everything else.
And okay.
So with COVID, you know, a lot of people work from home and so yep. is the IRS. So I'm waiting. I'm in a whole pattern right now. But
look, a lot of people waiting on the IRS right now for other things. It's tax season. yeah. So I definitely understand that right there.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, Rob. Like I said, when you ready to drop that other information, you let me know.
I will definitely let you know.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. And thanks, everybody.
Absolutely. All right, y'all. That is the show for today. Again, I want to thank my guest, Rob Mathis, from City Boy Corp. Right there on at the Four Corners in North Muskegon, starting a nonprofit, and the whole goal is to give back. So if you have donations or, you know, would like to know how you can help, reach out to them and see how you can help. All right. That is the show for today. Remember, you know, like I always tell you, collaboration over competition. And I'll see you next week where I have Ronald Jenkins coming on next week. He is the new mayor pro tem in Muskegon Heights. So he'll be here with me on next Monday. So thanks for tuning in to Making Moves Monday right here on 103.7 The Beat. Coming up inside the 3 o'clock hour, we got the afternoon jams with PA. Keep it locked right here.